I started the recording. I'm going to do a roll call, if that's okay, Vice Chair.
Sure.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. September 16th, TPRC subcommittee meeting. Vice Chair Manon Getze.
Here.
Commissioner Darren Gregg.
Here.
Commissioner Maurice Roberts.
Here.
Thank you.
So I guess we were going to start with maybe answering some of the questions that Maurice and Darren and I had from the last meeting, if you had gotten any information, Diana.
Okay. I did hear back from the city clerk's office today, and so they are inquiring and consulting with the city attorney's office for assistance on this. And they did reiterate and say that the subcommittee is not permitted to engage in fundraising activities, which we knew from previous. We are to stay within the scope of the designated functions that are noted in the data page, which is on the Board of Commission's website. But for the meantime, they're consulting with the city clerk or the, I'm sorry, city attorney's office. And then Lara had also inquired with the city attorney's office, and she's also waiting for input from them as well. So that's where we stand currently.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have any definite answers.
Okay. Well, if it's okay, I just thought I would bring up something that I've been reading across and been thinking about. And this concerns to the fact that around Project Blue and the fact that we probably are going to end up with these data centers no matter what, and the kinds of guardrails that the city of Tucson is putting around and trying to come up with, and what I've been seeing and some presentations I have recently listened to around water usage and water positivity programs. Water positivity programs in the past have generally meant education for the general public around turning off their faucets when they're brushing their teeth or getting, you know, credits for low flow toilets, which I think is angering a lot of the public. But I'm wondering if we can help advise or at least think about advising or considering and continuing to consider what water positivity might be reframed, it could be framed as in the future for the city of Tucson. So, you know, currently we've been having some real issues in Fort Lowell Park around water irrigation problems and trees are dying. We had a lot of funds moved from Randolph Golf Course irrigation updates to the walking path on 22nd. And I did ask in a recent meeting if water positivity could possibly look like the corporations involved with Project Blue redoing irrigation in some parts of the city so that the city of Tucson, the people who pay taxes actually have access to water that, you know, and the trees that they're paying for also have access to water. So this could look like irrigation or possibly even replacing water fountains so that they aren't leaking anymore and things of that nature. And he did say that that was a possibility. And I think that's something that we should start looking at if we get into a situation where these are coming in no matter what the city council says or anybody else says, that we should try to get something out of it that is really, truly positive and not just about public education. And so I thought I'd just put that out there as the one thing that I've been able to come up with. Does anybody else have any other thoughts?
Yeah, I do. So, Manon, just real quick to give you a little bit of background on me, I actually work with regards to some very specific types of data center, AI, hyperscaling data center specifically. And I think one of the biggest problems from a public side is that Project Blue is not all data centers are the same. And the information flowed from Project Blue was severely mishandled, and the public has gotten a bad taste of data centers now. But there are numbers of data center technology out there that uses little to no water at all. Not this whole, well, you know, we're going to almost like, you know, the whole carbon buyback type of thing. It's none of that. There are data centers operating in the deserts and outside of Las Vegas that don't use a drop of water. And so, I just want to kind of push that out there because again, not all data centers are created equally. But with that, I'm not so sure that, talking about water positivity or that is that really the purview of this subcommittee? If it is, that's fine, but I'm not sure it really falls in the scope of what we were trying to talk about.
No, it's not exactly that at all. Unfortunately, you know, what I have been seeing is that we are having irrigation issues and trees are dying and citizens are out hand watering trees for months on end. And this has been going on in Fort Lowell Park because they had a problem. And it's still not been completely corrected and trees have died. And this is part of the climate around, you know, how we keep this up. And it is part of parks. It is something I'm very interested around keeping trees alive because it's part of the biggest part of what's going to keep our index down. And I am aware that this data center, you know, according to what we've heard from the gentleman who gave the presentation, is going to be using less water than what maybe we had heard before. And there are other energy costs involved with that. But, I just don't know at this point if we don't even know if we can do any kind of fundraising or if there's anything else we can do around partnerships. You know, you brought up the partnership aspect of it. And so this was partly of that, is trying to look if there's any way that we could sideline this into whatever water positivity they do end up doing, because they will. They brought this up intentionally in our presentation that maybe we could actually get something for our parks out of it.
Okay, I see where you're going. Okay. Yeah, from a partnership aspect. I thought you were kind of looking at the, hey, what do we need to do in order to reframe or redo our irrigation system throughout Parks and Rec. And that's kind of like, that's a little bit of, out of the scope for this. But if it's a matter of, you know, is there a partner out there that we could potentially partner up with that would assist with that type of thing, then I think that probably would fall within this committee.
Yeah, I think it would. And especially given that, the level of anger that has been seen around water positivity programs before, where it seems to be pushed onto the average citizen while they are also having to haul water into water trees at a park or haul water in because we don't, the drinking fountain has not been fixed. And they're already paying taxes for this. This is something that maybe a company that was looking to get good faith with its citizens might be willing to do. But it wouldn't happen if it isn't brought up. So that's
okay. I could see your point, Mel, but I think where we led the conversation last time is Darren was going to look around for, you know, partnership, you know, with various local entities, find out whether we could, you know, get some fundraising going on. Okay. Are you getting anywhere, Darren?
So I haven't reached out to anyone specifically because I wanted to wait to hear about the difference between, you know, if we could do fundraising or whether or not Parks and Rec, and this is something that Diana may be able to help, is whether or not Parks and Rec wanted to move forward with the potential of having, like we'd mentioned, a kind of a show and tell, where we invited a lot of the different, you know, different businesses and industry that might be able to do that. And so I think that's one of those things where we either need to have Parks and Rec answer that question, or we need to bring that to the bigger council to decide. Once we do that, then I have no problems reaching out to folks and seeing any kind of interest.
Well, Diana, okay, what say you?
I'm sorry? I think I'm in agreement with Darren, and I think we should await a response from the city attorney's office so they can clarify what the rules and all the aspects that are involved, what we can do and what's governed and what rules are governed, and then take it from there and see.
When do we expect an answer from the city's attorney?
I'm hoping soon. And then we can also inquire with, because I know that we're going to have a visit from the city clerk's office next Wednesday. And they'll be giving a presentation, so it'll be a good opportunity for us to ask some specific questions at that time as well.
Okay. But I think we have an issue here, whereas do we do fundraising, okay, as an external entity, or do we have Tucson Parks and Recs participate in the fundraising as the main entity? Now, the feeling I get, okay, is that, especially from Lena, okay, is that option number two is not really opened, you know, at this point. That's probably what the city's attorney is going to, you know, is going to come up with. Okay, Tucson Parks and Rec is not a non-profit organization, you know, an NGO, okay, a non-governmental organization. Therefore, it is not going to be allowed to do its own fundraising. So my question at this point, Darren and Mano, is should we wait, okay, for the city to, you know, give us their decision, which I think at this point, like I said, you know, is pretty, you know, straightforward that I can see, and it's going to be negative, okay? Or should we create, you know, some kind of a fundraising entity, okay, with all that it entails, okay? Now, what are your thoughts about it, both of you?
Well, I guess my question would be, so I think the city clerk's going to come back and say if you use the term fundraising, that the answer is probably just going to be no.
Right.
You know, and so I guess my question would be back to the parks and recreation staff side of it is there an appetite to do a show and tell type of thing like we discussed before? And if so, is there a timeline that, you know, the different sections of Parks and Rec would be able to, you know, feel comfortable putting something like that together? And if so, then I think that we can start the potential laying out the planning for something like that, or at least the ideas of what our ask for Parks and Recreation would be to include in that. So that then we can bring it as a proposal to the overall committee, and then, you know, push that up, and then move forward from there. Because then it's a show and tell, right? And then people can donate if they want to donate. It's not necessarily, it's not an actual fundraising event because people don't have to donate if they don't want to.
Well, it sounds to me very positive. You know, I think we should go forward you know, Manon just raised the issue, you know, water and, you know, trees need water. There's other issues, you know, like the $180,000, you know, that was defunded, you know, from Meals on Wheels. Okay. And I'm sure there's other priorities that, you know, Parks and Rec is going to encounter, okay, in the coming months. So, I know I've said it before, but folks, not a drill. Okay, we're there. We need to raise money. So if we could have the participation of Parks and Rec, like you said, to create an event, okay. Question is, okay, people get invited. You know, some will not be interested. Some will be interested, actually show up and pull out their checkbooks and says how much and where do we send the money to. So, do we have any ideas as far as Are we going to cash those checks? Okay. Which entity is going to be responsible for putting this money in? Okay. Is it going to go directly into Parks and Rec? And if that is the case, is there such a banking account somewhere that could legally accept those unasked donations? That's number one. Number two, Darren, you mentioned the other day, I forget the name, but the organization, but an organization that, you know, we could possibly put some QR codes in it, okay, and do a little fundraising. Okay, am I correct?
Yeah, that was Tucson Beauty. I can't remember the name. I have it written down.
Tucson Clean and Beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
That's it.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely an option. But and Diana, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought last time it was decided that, you know, I thought that Parks and Rec could receive direct donations. You just couldn't actively conduct fundraisers. Tucson can still receive donations for certain things. And so mm-hmm. I don't think we need a 501c or anything for that. So which is why I think that just deciding whether or not my big thing is, does Parks and Rec have the capacity manpower wise with everything going on to spend the time to put together, you know, have your different offices put together presentations. One may be, you know, hey, this is the status of the trees along the different parks. And, you know, these are the good things that are happening. These are the bad things. These are the challenges. Irrigation may be one of those major challenges. And then make it a presentation wise so that, you know, a 10-minute presentation, and a little booth or something. And then that way all these different companies and organizations can come to this event, hear about all the different things happening with Parks and Rec, the wonderful programs, some of the programs that may have been cut. And then that way they can decide, hey, you know, that was a children education program that, you know, we would like to potentially support. Who can I go talk to about potentially making a donation to support this program to bring it back? And I don't think that would fall into it is a fundraising event, but I think if it's done in the right way, I don't think that you're crossing any legal lines with regards to it becoming an actual formal fundraiser, because at the end of the day, it's an education. Mm-hmm. It's for the civic leaders, basically, right? Civic and business leaders, education on what Parks and Rec is doing and the challenges that it's facing. And then they can choose whether or not they can go follow up with making donations into the program.
I think it's a very positive idea. I like that. And, I'm a little concerned because
I thought I was under the impression that the city of Tucson can accept donations, they cannot fundraise, and they cannot advertise. Diana, do you know if that's true?
Yeah, I think that's correct. That was brought up at the last meeting.
So I think where we're really at is that what we need is a new foundation that can advertise outside of Parks and Rec like we used to have, and in order to get money in. And then the other option is around partnerships, as Darren said, because that's not quite the same thing as fundraising and advertising. That's different. Whether that little area, I mean, Darren's idea is great. I really like it. I don't know where that falls within advertising. And I think that would be a question we would also need to ask the city clerk's office.
Well, you know, when I think, okay, if we could get Tucson Beautiful, okay, to work with Parks and Rec personnel, okay, to basically, you know, show the beauty of the park, okay, there's no advertising for money there, okay, and if we do create an event, okay, and at the point in time, you know, like we asked some, you know, captains of industries, you know, to, you know, come and see, you know, and bring your checkbook. Okay. Again, like I said, this is something that we could do through, you know, Tucson Beautiful, and just having the participation of Parks and Recs and, you know, stuff to actually, you know, show what the park is doing, you know, and take it from there. But now I have a question, okay, because I looked at the agenda for the full commission meeting, I think on the 24th, and I understand that the chair asked that the subcommittee, our subcommittee discussion should not be brought in at that particular meeting. Now, you know, if we're going to get anywhere, we're going to get the staff involved. So I think that Darren was saying we should have our 10 minutes. Okay. It should be brought onto the agenda for the 24th. Whereas we could, you know, we should be able to show what we came up with so far and ask, you know, what Parks and Rec personnel, okay, would be inclined to do. Okay. You know,
Maurice, would you like to hear what is actually going on and why that decision was made? As I am the representative for Ward 2, and Fort Lower Park is in Ward 2, and I've been receiving emails and calls from friends of Fort Lowell Park because of the devastation and the death of trees due to the lack of irrigation since January. And they, you know, and they're hand watering these trees and pulling in whole water buckets. I suggested that this be put on the agenda because we are an advisory commission, a citizen advisory commission, and we represent citizens. That's what I'm doing, right? That's what I suggested doing because this is something that's been going on for a long time and they haven't been able to get help with it. And they reached out to me. So as their commissioner. And we don't have a lot to discuss yet. So that's why I thought that this would be a better plan.
I understand that. But at the same token, you know, if there's no money to fix the pipes that goes to the plant, then we're back to square one. Okay. So, and I understand, you know, the importance and the urgency, for that water issue to be resolved. But, let's give ourselves the tools to, you know, resolve it. And at this point in time, it all comes down to money. Okay. So, I'm not, you know, I think it should stay on the agenda, but at the same token, you know, we need to find, you know, another 5-10 minutes in there so that we should bring it to the full assembly, you know, our discussion, which is basically, you know, folks from Parks and Recs, okay, we need for you guys to do an event, okay. We're not asking for any fundraising from you guys, okay. Don't even mention the name fundraising, but we're gonna have, you know, Tucson Beautiful involved in it, and we're gonna invite people to see, to come to your event, okay. And that's it. I wouldn't give, you know, more details as far as, you know, fundraising efforts and all that. You know, this is the subcommittee is involved in fundraising. The rest of the commission is not. Parks and Rec is not. Legally, it is not. So that's my point. Okay. And again, like I said, you know, I understand, you know, the Ward 2, you know, needs, and it's very important. But, you know, we could just talk about it or
actually,
do something
about
it.
I've requested a presentation on what's happening there because I had not heard about this until citizens reached out to me. I have also been in contact with Councilman Cunningham's office, and I've helped get their eye on the situation because they were missing the emails. And so at this point, I am in the middle of the citizens, friends of Fort Lowell Park, Councilman Cummings' office, and I'm a commissioner for Ward 2. This is a priority. This is our original thing. So I'm going to put this, and we have a lot of information right now to give them because Diana still doesn't have information from the city clerk's office around these various questions. We don't have a ton to say yet. So, you know, we can continue to set another meeting for another subcommittee.
Well,
that's
one thing. Just one thing. So, you know, I unfortunately won't be able to make the next full commission meeting. I'll be out of town. You know, we do have the round the room for all of the, you know, the ward representatives to say something. And it may be one of those where you can take the opportunity just to go, hey, you know, the subcommittee is looking at different options and we'd like to, see or at least ask the question of if the Parks and Rec staff might have the ability to have a just an education event, And then that way you can kind of make sure that way you can ask that question without really going into a lot of detail, and then just getting maybe a point of contact that the subcommittee could work with, to start working out any of the details and plans. And that might be better way of doing it rather than going down a full, hey, this is everything that's going on, but getting a specific parks and recreation, point of contact that might be able to work with us and help put together a, hey, if we did an event, this is what it would look like. Is that, do you think, guys think that would be a good option?
That sounds great, Darren.
You know, all of us, you know, one head is good, two is better, three is better than two. So I think this is a very good idea. Okay. And that's why I think, like I said, without making, you know, taking a whole, you know, the 10 minutes, you know, out of the next, you know, commission, I think we should put, you know, in the agenda, you know, question to, you know, parks and rec stuff, you know, would they be able, you know, to put together, like Darren said, you know, an educational event that would be somehow related to the budget subcommittee efforts to, you know, in their effort, you know, to raise money. Okay. I don't even want to, you know, really stress the to raise money part. You know, this needs to be in the background. Now,
right.
Should we hear from the city clerk as far as, you know, the legality of all this before the next meeting? Diana, it would be really sweet if you could send us a heads up and let us know, you know, what was the decision. Okay. I mean, you know, city clerk needs to realize that, you know, there's no money. So that means we have to make our own money. Okay. So we could just ignore it or make it livable, you know. So we need to know, you know, this is really important.
So, yeah, again, I'll be gone. So if one of the two of you can just bring up and ask that question, and then that way at least we could have somebody from Parks and Rec we can talk to and move forward.
I think this is a great idea. What do you think, Manu?
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. One of the things I'd like to circle back to around Tucson Clean and Beautiful is that they are an extremely busy nonprofit, and they have a lot going on. They're wonderful. They're great. They do all kinds of wonderful things, but they have a lot on their plate. And I think that maybe, you know, I'm just putting that out there because I have donated money from my 501c4 through them to take care of trees, and it worked out. But I've also seen all the other things that they're doing, and it's just tremendous. Laying another burden on top of what we already have and trying to get them to become the nonprofit for what used to be the Parks and Rec Foundation might be a lot to ask of them. So I'm still hoping we can find other people, which I think, Diana, and this is a question I'm just going to ask you. It's okay as commissioners for us to point out that, you know, the city of Tucson Parks and Rec could use another nonprofit like they've had in the past. That's not considered fundraising or advertising, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And then again, the city attorney's office can provide any clarification what parameters and what's all involved with that, what the rules are for the subcommittee or the commission to have any participation or an establishment of a foundation. So.
But Diana, let me ask you a question. If tonight I want to write a check to Tucson Parks and Rec, Is there a bank account at Tucson Parks and Rec which is set up to accept it as a donation?
I'm not sure on that. I can't answer that.
I think what was mentioned last time was that it goes to the city of Tucson has a general fund that they can accept those donations into, mm-hmm. and then it's earmarked for whatever division or whatever section that donation was intended for.
Yes,
I don't think there's one specific for Tucson Parks and Rec.
Okay, but you said that it could be earmarked for it. So, you know, it's another way of saying, well, okay, you know, it's going to go to Parks and Rec. If that is the case.
That was my understanding.
Right. You know, if that is the case, then and again, that needs to be verified. Okay. Then, you know, it's, we got a deal. Okay, if we can get Parks and Rec to come up with a, you know, a nice educational meeting, okay, we could invite folks to, you know, come and educate yourself. Okay, this is what we do here. You know, we are a city, we are Parks and Rec's institution over here. And then, you know, if they feel generous enough to give us some checks, okay, to continue the, you know, the beautiful job that Parks and Rec is doing, then, you know, if there is an account, you know, to put it in, a legal account, I don't care whether it's Tucson Beautiful or Parks and Rec Foundation, whatever it's called, okay, as long as the money gets to, you know, Parks and Rec and pays for, you know, or to trees, okay, and Meals on Wheels and whatnot, which is going to be defunded if it's not already defunded, then we got a deal. That's, you know, as simple as that, you know. That's the way I look at it. So, like Darren said, you know, first thing is, you know, that's, you know, in full committee, you know, and again, like I said, you know, that just like a 5 minutes on the agenda just to ask, you know, staff, could you do a educational meeting, you know, in order to help the budget subcommittee into their, you know, their work, okay, open to the public, okay, see what happens, you know. What do you think, Mano?
Well, there was a lot that you said there. It was starting to become a little difficult for me to track. Could you paraphrase the actual question?
Sure. Okay. I think we need not much, maybe 5 minutes on the agenda of the.
Okay. So that's the situation. Becky actually makes the agenda, and okay. We have a pretty packed agenda next meeting. We have the city clerks coming in and doing their spiel, and that is an opportunity for us to ask questions of the city clerk's office, as was mentioned before. So I have a feeling that may go a little bit over time in general. So it's, you know, what I when I asked for this to be put on the agenda, I didn't ask for something else to be taken off. It was explained to me that we had time for this or that. And I didn't think we would have a lot of things to discuss because we might not get all the information we needed yet to, and as Darren said, I think, one of us, since Darren won't be there, can speak during, that time in the agenda where, you know, commissioners can bring up announcements. And that would be a good time to do that. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, of course. I was just thinking about that, you know, taking a couple of minutes from the announcement part of the meeting is totally, you know, feasible. I have no problem with that.
Okay, great. Because I think that's probably our best bet for this meeting because it is a packed one.
I don't see a problem. And, you know, by doing that, you know, we're going to act by, you know, asking stuff, okay, you know, are they willing to help and what can they do? You know, we don't expect an answer right here and there, obviously, okay, and we don't know, you know, how far in which direction we can go until we hear from city, you know, legal part of the city. So, but we could lay the foundation, you know, from, you know, to the staff that's, you know, we need your help. Okay. And this is how we need your help. Okay. We need an educational meeting. Okay. That, you know, we could invite interested parties and, you know, so they could relate, you know, to our financial, issues and help out. Okay. And, you know, just keep it, you know, low key, vague, definitely no fundraising, language, you know, should appear in that, you know, request for help from the staff. But, yeah, you know, announcement is fine. You know, it's, you know, We were not going to, you know, really expand on the whole thing since we don't have all cards in hand yet. You know, until we hear from the city, you know, we're kind of shooting in the dark right now, a little bit. I mean, we know what we want to do, but in order to, you know, hit the target, you know, really, you know, where it's going to be the most efficient, we need to get all the information, obviously. But yeah, I don't see a problem with that. You know?
Yeah, I think this would be a perfect opportunity to, you know, address these questions during the city clerk's presentation and get clarification on items that we're needing.
Okay, great. Thanks, Diana. I appreciate you babysitting us, too. Thank you very much. So we've hit the end of what we can do today. Does everybody agree, or is there anything else?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, like I said, you know, it's you know, until we get more specs from the city, there's so much we can do. Darren said, you know, once we get the specifics, the mechanics of some kind of educational meeting, you know, staff meeting from Parks and Rights put together, then, you know, you can reach, you know, some, you know, local folks that are, available to maybe, you know, give out a few checks, you know, so that the activity continues and gets better. So, I think it's all good. You know? I'm good. I think it's as far as we could go today. You know?
How about you, Darren? Anything that you would like to add?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to adjournment, except I guess we should probably figure out another time if everyone's got their schedules in front of them. Did we want to try again? Diana, how long do you think it's going to be before you hear from the clerk's office and your, you know, long life of dealing with the clerk's office?
The city clerk's or the city attorney's office, they normally respond, I think, in a good amount of time. So I anticipate any time soon.
Okay.
Yeah, the city clerk's office takes a little longer to respond. There are slower response times sometimes, but the city attorney's office is pretty good at responding in a good time.
Okay. I would take your suggestion, Diana, on how long we should wait before rescheduling, especially with Director Hamway's schedule.
Yeah, I think maybe perhaps, I don't know, what do you think about waiting sometime definitely after, of course, the next TPRC meeting? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So. I'm not opposed to polls either for times. I don't know if that's something you like doing, Diana, if that makes things easier for everybody.
And I'm sorry, Manon, can you repeat what you just said?
I'm not opposed to doodle polls I don't know how you feel about them, but I've dealt with them before in other commissions around subcommittees, especially with Director Hamway. At least that way she could have it in front of her and then figure out what time frames work for her.
Okay. I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think you're communicating directly to, you're just sending out a doodle poll for availability with the commissioners, correct?
Yeah. So technically,
I'm not familiar how that works.
You would send out the doodle poll, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then we would just respond, with various, times and days. And then people just put what ones would work for them. And then we take the best.
Okay. Give that a whirl. I can try that out. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Great. I really appreciate that. I'm sorry to increase your learning curve.
No. Yeah. Thank you.
And like I was saying before, if you hear with from the city's attorney's office, you know, just send us a holler, you know, tell mm-hmm. us, you know, what the decision was, you know, and all that, and you know, because we need to know. Okay,
so most definitely, as soon as we hear, I'll reach out to you and share that information for sure.
All right. Well, thank you. Darren, did you have anything else?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to call this meeting to adjournment so we can all get back to the lines and I can feed these cats that are under my feet right now. So I wish everybody well, and take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners.
See you, folks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.